kein Schova bei aller Lituchen bei Yom Kippurim bei Minche Kibim Shavdor Yidos actually there should be Duchen but the reason is why there is no Duchen because of a Gzeire Minche Shor Yom Kippurim what to Minchas Shor Yom so that's only lechatchile, but suppose he was ill duchen bi makipurim bi minche kibn shadova yedua sheim shol shikches so the eved aviz nisi is kapov bi mirin nisi mpni achshad shol yemu poslu lkacho yedu vilochei neimrim bi minche bi makipurim now we don't duchen in minche bi makipurim anyway you never duchen et minche vilochei neimrim bi minche bi makipurim elekeinu vileke aviseinu Afal gab din all this eskapayim. So the question is, since we're not supposed to duchum, why do we say lekin kavsin? The answer is, we're not supposed to chatchile to duchum. But the ebet he posele, so we tell him he should not go down. So mele we say lekin lekavsin. Mikom akolim lo alu leirek michat tzasol vechinig neselu afal pishi yishchel. Rebbeinu shalilam sheimrim bishas nisi eskapayim. Man de chose chelme, vilo yoda mai chose, es gemoren boche. Neikum kan klhane bisho sheili miducha. Vinei moch, ribeini shalilo, ani shaloch, halei shaloch, haloch lamte nide. Mau, this is the ribeini shalom that we say. Vihichabein de lisayim gam bahade kahane donet zibur ha'om. In other words, we say the ribeini shalom. Pam de gemore in broches it's mashma. That we should say it three times, this Rabbeinu Shalom, of Chaleim Cholamti, in Yidei Amal, at the siyem of every broche, because Nesiyas Kapayim is a broche of Shaleshes, so they are three broches, Yivrach Ad Hashem Mishmerecho, Yivrach Hashem Ponev Lecho Vechoneko, Yisrach Hashem Ponev Lecho Yisrach HaSholem, so by Yishmerecho, then we say Amen, that's the conclusion of the first broche of the Agaskiyanim, and Vechoneko we say Amen, and that's the second bracha, and Cholem is the third. From the Pashtus Haloshon of the Gemara, it's mashma that we say at each one of the conclusion of the three brachas, by Yishmerecho, by Choneko, and by Cholem. This Rebbeinu Shalom, Chaleim Cholamti v'Nidei Amal. But the Minag Yisrael is, as we all know, that we say the Rebbeinu Shalom Chaleim Cholamti only the first two times. Well, at the conclusion of Shmerecho, at the conclusion of Yochaneko, but at the conclusion of Sholem, we see another Rebbeinu Shalom, not Chaleim Cholamti. In Valozhin, the Mineg was, I heard from my father, to say the Rebbeinu Shalom, Chaleim Cholamti, all the three times, at Sholem also, not the Rebbeinu Shalom that you usually say. My father once mentioned it before Talmidim in Shiva Sabskochanon. So then it came Yontev, so the Shleach Tzibur, he heard about it, so he wanted to do it the way they did it in Valozhin. So my father said to him, no, in Valozhin they did it, but in all the other Mikemes, they didn't do it, and in Brisk, they did it the way it's mentioned in the Siddur. It only said the Rebbeinu Shel Chaleim Shecholamti, in Yidei Amal, the first two. Broches, but in the last broche we said that Rebbeinu Shalom they probably had a reason and it's not in conflict anymore. All right, Valozhin did it, but in all the other Mikemes they did it the way it's mentioned in the Siddur, we shouldn't deviate from the way it's mentioned in the Siddur. So, man de chose chelme vil yoda mai chose neikum kamikhane visho sheilum liduchan v'neim hoche Rebbeinu Shalom ani shalom chalameisi shalom ויחבין לישאים גם בדקהנה דהון הסיפור עומד. בילוי לי מהוכה עד במור המשיך מגבור עד השולים ושמחו שולים וראש אותו שולים ושול. Now, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned, all the poskim mentioned it. If it's Shabbos, if the Yom Tov happens to be on Shabbos, so we shouldn't say the Rebbeinu Shalom because it's like a tchine. ובמוקים שנאים לידוחון ימה כל זה בישו שהשליח ציבור אי מיוסים שולים. ויסיים בעד השליח ציבור שיאנו הכל הכל עומד.
We're starting Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. Bino Nifila Sapayim. Ein Lidabeya Bein Tfilo Linfila Sapayim Kishenifil Alponam. Noagu Lahate Is Al Tzatzmeil. In other words, one shouldn't talk between the conclusion of the Finesre and the Tachm and the Nifila Sapayim. Because Nefila Sapayim has to be somuch litfilo, and he shouldn't even be mafzik. So he says the minig is to be neifil on the left side, even in the morning on the left side, even though he has the tefillin on the left arm. But Ramo says v'yeshemrim the yesh lahatis al tzad yamin. That we should be neifel apayim on the right arm. V'yuike al lahateis b'shachis ki yesh lish tefillin b'smeil al tzad yamin mishum kovet tefillin. In the morning when he has the tefillin on the left arm, so then he should be neifel apov on the right side. Arvis doesn't mean arvis, there is no tachnun. Et mairev, it means et minche. Somuch le'arvis, uvi'arvis oikishein le'tfilin, bismeilei, or suppose, for some reason he doesn't have tfilin on the left arm, so then yate al smeilei. Ulachar shenofal al ponov, yakbia reishei v'yischanei miyat miyushev, v'chol mokim u'mokim lifim inohogim. U'minak poshud, le'ima v'nachlo le'neida, after the tachman we say v'nachlo le'neida. Nachneda means we really don't know how to be mispar. V'chotzi kaddish, and then asher lamnatzeach. V'afilu b'yomim shein emrim tachnun, emrim lamnatzeach. So that the Ramah psak is that even the days when you don't say tachnun, so we still say lamnatzeach. Milvad b'Rish Chodesh v'Chanukah u'Purim v'Erev Purim v'Erev Yom Kippurim, because that's like Yom Tov, and in Lanatzeach it says Yanoch Hashem b'Yom Tzor, so a day which is a Yom Tov, so he couldn't say Yanoch Hashem b'Yom Tzor, and Tes B'Av because it's call I made. Nifilas Apayim Miyushe v'Loy Miumet. Nifilas Apayim has to be Miyushev, not Miyumet. That's how Pikabole. The Rivosh is Chilik. And he says it doesn't make any difference. So Mele, all the Poskim Paskin, that if there is any Shasatrak, so then he can be Nifil Apov Miyumet also. Yeishemrim de Nifilas Apayim, Elo Bimokim Sheyeshom Orein Visvatera Bisech. Nifilas Apayim is only when there is an or. Avobloise, but suppose there is no Sifat Torah in the room, in the place where he davens, so then he's not Nefil Apov, but he says the Tachon anyway. He's Emrim Trino Beloiki Suponim, Vichineagi, Vichotza Bisakneses, Apesuach Bisakneses, Oi Bishor Shatzibo Mispalim, but not only. Does he have to be Nefil Apov if in the room where he davens, so there is a Sifat Torah. Suppose he stands outside the shul, and the door of the shul is open, even though it's a separate mokin, separate room, so he's still Nefil Apov. Or, another Chiddush, Bishor Sha'atzibo Mispalli, or Zafil Yochid Bebeisei, in other words, if he happens to daven minche and he finishes davening minche, and he knows that it coincides with the time when the tzibo is mispalel, then he's nefil al apov, even though there is no Sifat Torah in his house. Some mele, the Mishnah Berurah points out, suppose sometimes you make a minyan in a private home, there is no Sefer Torah. So certainly you have to be Nefer Apov, even though there is no Sefer Torah, because it's not Gerua. Then when one davens in his own house, not Bitzibo, but if it coincides with the time when the tzibur is mispal, you have to mispal. Has kamo lechamo here when the tzibur is mispal in a private home. Eini filas apayim bilaylo uvelele ashmeres. When we say sliches and then at the end we nifil apayim neyagim lipil alpneim. Why? Even though I mean today, whenever we finish the sliches, so it's already not only after Amr Shachar, but after Netzacham also. But in the old days, they finished it before Amr Shachar. Still, since it was very close to Amr Shachar, so they said Achon. Noagu shaloi lipel al pneyem, loi beis ovel, loi beis achoson, loi beis akneses b'yei milo. If there is a bris, so he don't say tachnun. V'loi kishei shom choson. V'davke sham milo ya choson b'isi b'sakneses. Avol meina milo b'sakneses afal puchu b'sakneses ha'acheres ha'acheres emrim tachnun. Uv'yeim ha'milo shen emrim tachnun davke shachris shemolino zatinei. So then we don't say Tachnun. Aval minche, aval pishe mispalelin, eitzel atinei kan imil, amnimil, emun Tachnun. Masheim kim b'choson, shineimrim Tachnun, kol ayim kim spalelin eitzel achoson. In other words, the difference between bris and the choson. Bris, so we don't say Tachnun in the morning, if after the davening is the bris. But suppose you daven in the Tinik's house, Minchen, it is already after the bris. The bris was in the morning. Even though you daven in the Tinik's house, you say tach. Mashenkin chosn, as long as there is a chosn in the Bisakneses, in the place where we daven, we don't say tach. Kol ayim kis pan leitzlachos, v'loy mikho choson el biyim shenichnas lechupo. However, even though the Ramo paskens like that, but the mineg no mikim is beast cold for this soil is not like the Ramo. And the mineg is that kol shivas yimei hamishteh, not only the day of the chasene. If the choson comes to the shul, in any day of the shivas yimei hamishteh, we don't say tach. Im cholo milo bitani sibo, mispalim sliches v'yemrim vidu. Suppose is a tiny sibu and there is a bris, so there is no stir between saying sliches and vidu. So v'yemrim vidu v'ein, but he say mispalim sliches v'yemrim vidu, even though there is a bris. So then we say sliches. But we are not neifl al pneim. Since there is a bris, ve'in emrim v'urachum b'shachris, ve'afilu b'mokim shenoagu le'emrei b'loize. Noagu shaloi lipil al pneim b'tesvov b'yov, because the Gemara says, lo'hoyu yom tevim li'Yisrael ki'im ha'kipurim u'chamishosa b'yov. V'loi b'tesvov b'shvat, because it's Rish Hashanah l'Ilonis, v'loi b'Rish Chedesh, v'loi b'minche shalifonov, v'loi b'chanike, v'yei shemrim gam b'milche shalifonov, erev chanike, d'minche, we don't say tachnu, v'chei ne'agi. B'ipurim, e'neflin al pneim, both days, yudalet and tesvov. B'lamet gimu b'imea, a neiflin, a vigangil beimer, is a neiflin, and beref yomakipurim is a neiflin, vichin beref rosh hashono, afilu shachris, that's all minog. Umine poshut, שליפר על פניהם בכל חידש ניס. Because the reiv of the chidesh was yotzor in special days, in holidays, some mele, it's in Eiflin the whole chidesh. V'loi bites b'ov, v'loi bin v'kipurim lisukis, v'loi mitchilas chashchides sivon, ad ach ha-shavues, and the minach sfad is, the Aruch HaShulcha mentions it, that since there is tashlumin for Jewish kol, called Shiva, so Mimele, we don't say Tachnun till Yem Yud Gimel, Yud Veiz, Yud Gimel, inclusive. Left off last time, Simen Kuf Lamed Alef, Sif Ches. Tzigimore Migile, Inodom Choshuv Rashoei, ליפל על פונוב כשמספר על הציבור אלו אם כן הוא בטוח שיעונה כישוע בנו. In other words, only if he's an Odom Hoshem, an Odom Godel, but not in the Madrig of Yeshua בנו, so then he's not allowed to be ליפל על פונוב. על פונוב doesn't mean ליפל על פונוב the way we do it. That's all right for everybody. That's what everybody does. Not a mechoshuv, a choshuv. It means derech kide. Now, there is kide and there is ishtachvoye. Kide means that he falls on the floor and he puts his face on the floor, but he doesn't stretch out his hand and his feet. That's called kide. And then there is ishtach, full ishtachvoye, that is pishut yodayim v'raglayim. Now, so here the Gemara says that an Odom Choshuv is not rashoye to be neifel al ponov derech kide, to do it the way everybody does it, that's okay. But derech kide, when imamesh puts his face on the floor, but he doesn't stretch out yodayim v'raglayim. So an Odom Choshuv is not allowed to do it unless he's botuach sheyone ki Yeshua b'nun. But if he's not an Odom Choshuv, so then it's muter, even the achkide. And if he's an Odom Choshuv, but he's only mate al yodik tzad, the way we do it, then it's okay. Only derech kide, and he's not a mechoshuv, he's not allowed. Now, then there is v'chein osea, the Ramo says, l'chol odom litil lipil al ponov, b'pishut yodayim b'raglayim, apilu ein shome v'maski. So because there is the love in the Torah, ואבן מסקיס את האנד אוף בהר, ואבן מסקיס לא הסיתנו בארציכם להשתחה וישראל. So in other words, if somebody is משתח ולהקודש בור, and I never maskis, so then he's even allowed to rise it, there is a chiyuv malkis, but only if the floor is made out of even maskis. If the floor is made out of another material, so then it's not us, and I know it's the rice. But midrabonon it's us here, mishum gzeir, mishum ever maskis, because people don't know how to determine whether the floor is ever maskis, not ever maskis. So mele it's us a midrabonon to mishtach vel HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the bare floor, even though it's not an ever maskis, unless he put something. He puts grass, or he puts paper, or he puts italics, so then it's not even Osam Drabon. That's why on Rosh Hashanah in Kippur, when we fall Kelim, or Bishas Aveide, and then it's Bepishut Yodayim Beraglayim, so we have to put paper or italics spread out. Not that this is a maskis, I'm sure it's not a maskis, but Midrabonon it's Osea, even if it's not a maskis, and And the halacha is that if he puts grass or paper, then it's mutar. So the Rama says, V'chein oso lechol odom lipil alpono v'pishut yodayim v'raglai. Afilein shomei v'maskis, because of the Rabbanon, Zeyre mishomei v'maskis. Avol im neitek sas, al tzidei is mutar, im ein shomei v'maskis. But if he doesn't fall v'pishut yodayim v'raglai, even if it's derach kide, and it's not a v'maskis, so it's mutar. But if it is a memaskis, but he doesn't fall, bepishu dodaim v'aglaim only derachkide, he's ever a nisal rabbon. V'chein yasu b'yim ha-kipurim, kishenayflin al pneyem. So, when the neiflin al pneyem, so in other words, he shouldn't fall. He shouldn't fall, even if there is no memaskis, so he shouldn't fall derach pishut yodayim v'raglayim, but only derach pkide. Now then he says, im yatziu kishenifna apneim, im yatziu shomasovim. So the Taz says that there is a toy sefer. Not im boy, oi im yatziu. Not im yatziu. But we have to be clear, as the Taz says, oi im yatziu shomasovim. So there are two alternatives. In order to fall kerem on Rosh Hashanah and in Kippur, and when we fall kerem, we fall not just the derech kideh, but we fall the derech pishut yodayim v'raglayim. So then there are two alternatives. Either if we don't put a talis or a sovim or paper on the floor, so then, even if there is no Eber Maskis, like our floors, so then we should only fold the Rakhkide, not Pishut Raglaim. Or, if we want to fold the Pishut Raglaim, then we have to put something on the floor to be Mafsik, either a Sobim or paper or a talis. So you have to be Geiris, Oy Im Yatziu Shom HaSobim, not Im Yatziu Shom. Oy im yatziu shomasovim ki lahafsid bin akarke v'cheneyagin. That's the tazam, you know, in Israel. Now, simen kuf lamed beit. Mitargmin gdusha asuvo litzien. The tzigimore insated at mentes that now there's so many tzores and everything. Bal mo kaim alme, the world only exists in the schus of Ve'ato Kodesh. It's not to be understood that just by saying it, giving lip service and saying it, it means by saying it and we meditate upon the meaning, the message of Ve'ato Kodesh. Not by just saying it. Saying it is not of great significance. But in other words, if we ponder upon the message of Ve'ato Kodesh, and then when we are determined to be motivated by the message of Ve'ato Kodesh, that is the schus, an account of which the world, mankind survives. Now, what is the message of Ve'ato Kodesh? It's another thing yet. But mitargmin dusha subo litziyein vitzoyach li zoya be mi'eid li omre bikavoni. Why? Because since the Gemara is like, v'al mokai ma'ome, and what schus does the world exist? Because of Ve'ato Kodesh. So mele, we have to say it to his great kavone. And we should ponder upon the meaning of Ve'ato Kodesh. Ulinyen imayochit imro dino ki ding dushe shebeyitzir. Ein liil simen untes. In simen untes, the Mechaba mentions 2 days. It's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says that a Kodesh does it's a Dovah Shebikdusha. We say it in Dush, and Dovah Shebikdusha requires a Soro. So Mele Shittes Rambam is that even when we say it in the Brochas of Krishna, we say Kodesh, so only by a Soro we can say it. but not by sorrow we are not allowed to say it. This is Shittes Rambam. The Rosh is Chelik. The Rosh says two Dovah Shebigdushe. Dovah Shebigdushe requires a sorrow. But here we only mention what the Malachim say. So it's Derech Sipur. So Mele doesn't require a sorrow. And the Mechaba mentions both Deis in Simen and Tes, and he's Machria like the Rosh. So that's the Minek of Kol Yisrael, to say it, even be Yechidis. So, but then we are Neig now. The same thing that, according to the Rambam, that Ve'ato Kodesh, because Elzev Oma Kodesh, so is only Bitzibur, so not just as according to the Rambam, it applies to the Kodesh that we say before Krishna, it applies to the Kodesh that we say in Bolisien. So he says, Mitargiminon Dushar Bolisien, so it's the same din, dinok din dusha shebeyitzia. According to the Rambam, the dusha shebeyitzia basor, shaloi basor is not said. So here on Bolitzin is not said either. According to the Rosh, it is said, and the Machaba Paskun there like the Rosh, so it is said here too, even if somebody doesn't be a chides. Finally, il simin and tes. Uvig dusha shebitargum. Yochid Emro Viloi Shnai. This is there. That we say the same thing in Aramaic. Kodesh Vomim Kaddish Bishmeim Reimo. That's already an Aramaic translation. So the Al-Dazia says that Aramaic is so we only say it Yochid. But Bitzibonat, and even it's mentioned by everybody, a simen to remember, just as a simen, you know, to remember, we shouldn't mix it up. Shnai mikro v'echotar. So in other words, mikro, if it's a question of saying the posik, kodesh, in the original, so then you can say it in two also. So, but if you say the Aramaic translation, so only be a chiddush. So the question arises, how is it we say it, we say the original, and we also say the Targum. So, and we, and sure we say it. So there are more than two. There is more than a minyan. So the Beis Yosef raises that question in Simen Nun Tes, and he says, as long as each yochid says it bilachash, so that the others don't hear, so it's not considered bishnai. Shnai means when two people say it, and one hears when the other one says. In other words, when they say it together. But if each one says bilachash, even if you have 1,000 people, so then it's not considered nikro bishnai. So finally, listen to this. We do show some targum. Yochid Emro, Veloishnayim, Veinle Emro Mikolrom. So that's the pshat. Because of that, we cannot say it Mikolrom. But if we say it Belachash, it's okay to say it even Bitzibu, because then there is no tziruf. That explains why we am neig to say it in the original and to say it Bikel. And to say it in Tao. Also, Liodom Lotzis and Bisakneses, Kedim Gdushe di Sidre, Kedim Gdushe di Schabamum Goye. Also, because of the Gemore in Seated Afim Tes, Val Mokaim Aume, Al Gdushe di Sidre, some Mele, we're not allowed to go out of the shul before Gdushe di Sidre, unless he has a reason. Beimri machasir matfilo oleinu lishabeach miumet v'yizoyele omrei bikavoni, because oleinu is a special tefillah. The Rekeach says that oleinu was composed by Yeshua Benun at the time before he was kibish Yerichai. in other words, so that's it. You shouldn't think, Chas v'Sholem, that the Jewish people are interested, you know, in waging war, but, on the contrary, Aleinu l'shabeach na'akeil, so, losi l'tzibrish, l'son k'ir, l'son k'ir, so l'son k'ir, anachnu k'irim, mishtach, meidim, so we express our conviction that in the end, all the people will recognize the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So Yeshua Ben Nun composed it, and it's expressive, really, of the aspirations of the Knesset Yisrael. That's why we have to say it b'kavone. Uchshemagia el elu yishia yafzik miyad kedem sheima v'nachnu kerem. Ve'imrim kaddish yoseim achar olein. Actually, it means we have to say kaddish. But because of the Medrash HaGod about Rabbi Akiva, that when the Yosem says kaddish, so that's his skule for the Nishome, so memele the mineg was instituted that the Yosem should say it. Va'afilu ein Yosem b'sakneses. Suppose there is no Yosem Sakhnes, Yemarei say Mishein Le Yavein, Vafil Misheyesh Le Yavein, Yochel Emrei, Imein Oviv, Veimei Makpidi. So, in other words, even suppose there is no Yosem. So anybody should say it, because the primary chiyuv is to say Kaddish after Aleinu, just as we have to say Kaddish after Ovolitzin, after we say Kaddish after Shminesre, so you should say Kaddish after Aleinu. But a Yosem has a ding dime. But suppose there is no Yosem, so anybody can say it. But in most Mikemes, it's not, does not conform to the Psak of the Ramor, but that's the minig that I saw. I mean, not only in American shoes, even in Europe, I remember, the minig is not like that. If there is no Yosem, usually in most places, no one says Kaddish. Sometimes somebody who doesn't have a father and a mother, but he's not in the time when he says Kaddish, says it. But that somebody who has a father and a mother, even if the father and mother tell him not to say it, so the minig is he don't say it. Because I suppose, why is it contrary to Ramor? Because in the days of the Ramor, it wasn't such a universal practice that the Kaddish after Aleinu should be said by Yosef. Some Mele, the Ramor says, anybody can say it. But today, you know, somebody who's not a Yosef will say Kaddish, everybody less questions and everything. It's not the Kovet HaTzibur, I mean, that should arouse a sensation. That's why the minig. I didn't see in any shul, I mean of the Lomdische shuls, even in Europe, that somebody who is not a Yosem should say the Kaddish at all, even though superficially it appears that that's the proper practice. V'yesh leima pitu makteres erav v'beikeh achar atfilah. I don't know. It seems to me that we snagged him and not so on that. All right, l'cholapoches in the morning, so they don't say it. Sfardim say it twice. In the Kobones, before Bor Shoma, and then they say it after Shmnesre. But Ashkenazim, so we snagged him, only say it together with the Kabbonis. But I didn't see that Misnagdim should be Zoya in saying Pitumak Teres before Mincha after Mincha. But I know Chsidim, many Chsidim are Zoya on that. Now, I really don't know why Misnagdim are not Zoya on that. I didn't see Misnagdim being Zoya in saying Pitumak Teres Mincha time. I didn't see it, I don't know. And I don't, I mean, even me. In Lomdische Schulz, I didn't see it. The Shlo says that we should be Zoya in saying Pitumak Teres, not only as the Ramo says, Erev Ubeikah, So what is Erev Vecha? Erev means Samuch Le'Erev, before Minche, or after Minche, but they used to have Minche late, some mainly called it Erev. And Vecha, but I didn't see Misnagdim should be Zoyer in saying Pitu Makteres after Minche. Ve'imrim Tchila Ein Kalekeinu. Ve'imrim Hashir Sha'alvim Ho'imrim B'migdosh Shachris Levad. Now here, superficially it appears, that's it too, that we have to say that Mishneh in Tomit, Hashir Sha'alvim Ho'imrim B'samigdosh, but we don't say it, we only say it on Shabbos. In Yisachel we don't say it. So Mishneh Berurah says, all the Nisikelim, that the Ramot doesn't mean that we have to say the Mishneh. The Mishneh in Tamid mentions which Yad Levim used to chant every day. So by Marishan, so Mizmoy Dovit, what the Yom that we say. So this is what the Torah means. Not that we should say the Mishneh in Tamid. The Mishneh in Tamid we say only on Shabbat. The Yeshe Kosvo, Lizoya Lema Pitumakteras Mitrachsab Viloy Balpe. That sounds very strange at first. Mishum Shamira Bintima Aktore Vihashimon Shemo Yidalek Echod Misamonim, maybe Lamit mentioning one of the raw materials. Viamrinon Shuchai Misi Mchisa Achas Mem Chai Misi. What Shaykhaz is saying that has to do with the composition, the one who makes it up. So Chisa Achas Men is Chayv Mise. But in saying it, he's not Chayv Mise Chas V'Sholem. But he means the Pshat is Chas V'Sholem. It doesn't mean that a Chayv Mise would apply to somebody who would omit one of the raw materials. But it means, after all, what's the purpose of saying Pitu Makteres and of saying Karbonis? So it's Gemara in Menoches, at the end of Menoches in Zvochim, that if somebody says the Korbanes, so my law of Akosuf Kili Krim, so that's not just Achsides, you know. No, it's a din. It's a din. And perhaps it's even a kium deraisi of Nishalmo Porim Sforsenu. So there is a kium of Nishalma Polim Sforsenu like a verbal korban. So the kium of Nishalma Polim Sforsenu, a verbal korban, can be realized in two ways. One, for davening Ishmnesra of Musa. And not only Musa, Tfilas Kenegen Midim Tiknum. So every Ishmnesra is a kium of Nishalma Polim Sforsenu. The difference between the Shachris, Minche, Mayriv, and Musaf is that in the other Shmnesres, so Nishalma Polim Sforsenu is not the exclusive Kiyum HaMitzvah. There is a Kiyum of Rachman, and there is also a Kiyum of Nishalma Polim Sforsenu. By Musaf, the whole Kiyum is Nishalma Polim Sforsenu. That's why Chesve says in Broches, like this, there is Tashlumin. Somebody forgets to daven Ma'ariv, he davens in the morning to Shmeses. Forgets Shachris, he davens Minche to Shmeses. He forgets Minche, so even though it's already the next day, he davens to Shmeses. But by Musaf Tesis and old Rishonim say, Ovas money bottle carboni. There is no such thing as Tashlumin. Because by Tashlumin is only Shayach Mitzadikium of Rachmin. Rachmin. Because we have to ask Rachmin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some merely shayach tashlumin is so it's basically a chivas alvavis, but it has to manifest itself through the verbalization of tefillah. So merely shayach tashlumin, because since basically it's a chivas alvavis, so it's a kiyum of chivas alvavis. So it's not shayach to say. So we say halavai shis palodim becholim, but we have to be in a special matrege. We are not on that level. But it's a mitzvot midis. So mele shayach tashlum, mashen kin musaf. So the exclusive mechayev is nishalma parum sosenu. Parum sosenu is some mele. It's not shayach to say תשלומים, או בזמני בוטל קובעני, בי שחריס, בי ארבי שחריס מנחה, ורי זה דינב תשלומים, from the point of view of רחמה, not from the point of view of נשאלנו פורם שעשינו. So that's one קיום of נשאלנו פורם שעשינו, of תפילה, מוסף, מוסף או ריד משחריס, and then there is another קיום of נשאלנו פורם שעשינו. By learning the dinim, the psukim of Kabbonis, and the halochas of Kabbonis, that's why we say before the psukim of Zimre, before Bor Shomah, sorry, we say all the Kabbonis, the parshas of Kabbonis in the Torah of Elo and Chatos and Oshom and Shlomim, Teido, and then he said, Mikim and all the Mishnayos since Vachem. Why do we do all that? Why? Not just to learn, so we have to learn. He's the only came we could learn, how maybe getting this ayam, we could learn Abovis Nizikinstein, also Mitalis, but it's the kiyum of Nishalma poems for Seinu. So Mele, the Ramo says, since the purpose of saying Pitimakteras is to Mikayim the mitzvah, is a mitzvah kiyumish of Nishalma poems for Seinu, and seen in the Hakrove, so then there is aloha of Chayiv Mise, so it's a very serious matter. I mean, the every raw material, some melee, it is important not to omit any of the raw materials, even in the verbalization of the Kol. But Chas v'Shalom, it doesn't mean Chayiv Mise. Uch sheyeitzim b'sakneses imer ad Hashem nechenu, und mich dachte wie ich. Iskadeo vi iskadei, ich mir aber hoch, ja modi vrochi hu, sei ja. Am Friday, Simen Kuf Lamed Gim, Dim Boruch Hu Bishabes. Und Simen Samachtes, it was mentioned that in many mikemes, the minig is, if somebody comes late to shul after the davening, some male in order to have bohu, so he says bohu. So even in those mikemes where there is such a minig, that those who come late to shul say bohu, so it's only nisachel. But Bishabes v'yontef not. Bishabes v'yontef ein emrin boruch hu ahakadosh basra. Afilu bimokim shenoagu l'omrei v'meisachet. Yeshemo lo yechidim b'sakneses kishomo boruch hu. Even in those, but you can see it, what the meaning is that they say boruch hu in order to accommodate the people who come after the davening with boruch hu, but on Shabbos v'yontev there is no reason, because on Shabbos v'yontev everybody comes to shul, and even though some people come to shul late, but in all probability, even if he comes late, he'll be come before Kriyas HaTorah. So then he'll hear the boruch hu from all the ailing at Kriyas HaTorah. So even if somebody happens to come especially late, so for him we don't try to accommodate this. So Shabbos v'yontef ein leimrei, the hakil bonli b'sakneses kedim boruch hu, and even if people come after boruch hu on Shabbos v'yontef, so they come before Kriyas HaTorah, and if somebody comes so late after Kriyas HaTorah also, we don't have to mishana the minik to accommodate those late comers. Seda bo rachum va akboas ateo. Neagim laharbis bitachnunim bishene vachamishi veimrim vo rachum. Because shene vachamishi are yimei rotzen, so me mele we have to say the minik is to say vo rachum. Veimrim eise bikil rom. That's the shita of the mechaber. And that's the meaning of the svart. Vim lo yomrei meumod, eber latakone v'nikho peris gerach. since it's in Tes Vidu, Tachnunim, so mele the minig is to say it be amide, like Vidu. But Vidu al-Pidin requires amide. This is misad minig. And if somebody is just misalzel for no reason in the world, so then is niko peres geda, in other words, it's an Indian of al-titish der simecho. V'chein neagin le'imre mi'umet. So, in other words, the Mechaber says two things. Number one, that we have to say it mi'umet, like we do. And then number two, that we have to say it bikilom. So the Ramo is masking with the Mechaber's psak in regard to mi'umet. But whereas the Mechaber says that he has to say it bikilom, why bikilom in order to mere kavone? So the Mechaber passed, the Ramo passed on the contrary, that we have to say it dafke bilachash, because Joseph Shmunesre has to be said dafke bilachash, so mele the tchines and the urachum should also be said only bilachash. Umashe neyagin laharbeis, bitachnuni sheni v'chamishi, mishum sheheni v'irotzi. And that's mentioned that people are misane, they were Bisman Chazal, they were Jews who are misane every Sheni Rechamish. Sivbeis, Marbe Pnei Ksiva Sifatira Liam, Hoimdim Limine Ulismele, Umarzire Lifonopul Achov, She. Mitzvah Kohanoshim Vinoshim Liris Haksav Vilichreya Veleima Abizis Hateo Teos Adishan Pino. So this is the meaning of the Sfardim, that when they take out the Sefer Torah, before they read the Sefer Torah, they raise it and they amare the Ksav Sefer Torah. That's the meaning of Sfardim. But the meaning of Ashkenazim is to do it after Kriyas HaTorah, the one who has Haggai raises it and chose the Ksav of the Sefer Torah to hold the Mispal. Not before the Sefer Torah, the Kriyas HaTorah. V'noagu lahasis kein acha shekoro b'teiro. Avot kivtzine say, then we don't mare, so we don't raise it and chose the Sefer Torah, the Ksav, to everybody. But אם רשליח ציבו גדו בעקב רימו אברח מרח המוסים ויהי שמרים לימה על הקל יסגל וכי נהגים ביונטף ובשבס ויש להרזיק התאירו בימין because in מין חותי חפקני so that's the רמז וכשאלו הראשון לקרי אמרים בואו שנו סנטר Because Shabbos in the morning we call it we read Shiva. But Sheni v'Chamishi and Shabbos we did call Kirin Shleisho in Pesachim and in Sinai. So Sheni v'Chamishi is not allowed to make it's not mentioned in Rishen Yifiresh, but the Loshna Rambam is that the Rambam says, Meshe Rabbeinu Tikir Lehem Yisrael Sheyukirim B'teor B'rabim B'Shabes ובשני ובחמישי בשחריס, כדי שלא יישו שלוש יומים ולא ישמי אסתר. זה לא שנה לרמב״ם יש בשחריס. אמין, הרמב״ם דוזן סייד, תיד נבד נעת, ואת הרמב״ם דוזן מנשן להלוך איץ החידש, וזה דוגל נבוב המנשן, that if it wasn't read in the morning, you can read it in the afternoon also. It's a big chilek. But I didn't see anybody's chilek. However, in Loshna Rambam, he says, Bishachas. Vim hoyu beis chasanim beis haknesses, behem yisraelim, muta leheisif likhiz dalet, dil didu ahave ki yontef shem muta leheisif. So, if the war is chasanim v'is haknesses, v'hem Yisraelim, so then, even though the narrowly you're not allowed to make it so good, but if there is a simche, because of the chosni, and they want to get aliyahs, so then we're allowed to be mesi even b'chel. נראה דועדים לשני בעלי בריס, דיונטף שלהם הוא, כי לכמה עושים עם תוך קופיטס, דועדים שני ברורה, mention the name of all the poskim that didn't go, ניקרא לדינה, it is like that, but the mina called Israel to all your generations is that we don't make his office in his אחר, even though there is a חוסן, even so. מוקים שמפסיקים בשבל, בשחריס, שום קירים ומנחה ובשני ובחמישי ושבס אבות. Now, the halach is that we have to read on Monday and Thursday on מנחה at the Sedra where we left off. That's like a trill. The Ebed, the Rabbi Kviga Paskins, that it's not a brocha of a Torah. If somebody will read any parasha of the Torah, it's a Kriza, Kriza Torah. For example, suppose you would read today, so you read Vayesh, well, that's the proper thing with Hatchele. Suppose you read Breshis Boro, so it will not be Boro Vato. Because of that, it passes, if it's Itones, so there's a Machlekes Rishenu, somebody who doesn't fast, whether he can get an Aliyah. So the Ratviga says, if it's Monday and Thursday in the morning, when there is Chesatira anyway, Itones or no Itones, but like this, we would read in the Seder of the week. And now we read by Chal, some male Rav Kviga Paskins, since the Evet is not a Brocha Vatole. Wherever we read, some male we can call up the Chathile, on Monday and Thursday, Shachris, somebody who doesn't fast. Mokim Shemafsikim B'Shabel B'Shachris, Shom Kirem B'Mincha, or B'Shemi B'Chamishi B'Shabes Abor. In Bitlu Shabbos Achas, Kriyas HaParsha B'Tzibur, Shabbos Abo, Kirin Eiso Parsha, in Parsha, HaShayocho Reise Shabbos. Now that's the Allah. Suppose a Tzibur, a whole Tzibur, omits to read some things. They omit it because they are using us because of the weather. It's sub-zero weather, so many times in many cities where shuls, they didn't come to shul, they didn't read the Torah. So then the following Shabbos, they have to be mashed. Now that's an Yozua. Now, Sharafayim mentions 2 days. How should it be done? One day is that we do it the same way as we do it when we read 2 sedras. That's the part of the case. Chukas Borok. So then, the one who gets Revi, he combines the end of the first sedra and the beginning of the second sedra. So there is one day when the tzibur is mashed and they have to do it the same way. But from there, Zoruah is mashma. We don't do it this way. But the care, for him we read the whole sedra of the previous week, plus up to Sheni in the present week, and then the regular one. I mean, and I think that's the universal meaning.
Now there is, seems to be a machlekes is between the goyim, the mishnebura brings it out. So the aloha, there seems to be, because here it says in bitu b'shabes achas b'es haparshe b'tzibo b'shabes haparshe. There seems to be a machlekes between the goyim and the primigodim. Is that only true? So that whether or whatever, sometimes there is a group going to Israel, and then there is a difference in the settlers. So they, when they come in Israel, they have to read one extra setter. So that's Peshevit Beines. So then there is Tashlim. But it's quite amazing, they didn't have Kesater on Shabbos. Amazing, patient. So they're not, and that's how it appears from the Gor. Because the Gor says, the reason as to why there's a Zohar says that if you miss one part on Shabbos, you have to imagine like Shabbos, like by Tefillah. If you forget Shachris, you have to daven Mincha to Shneses. Dead Aloch is only Sheikh Davis, but is it not? So here too. But if Migotin says here, it doesn't make any difference. Whether the Sheikh Kabinets. Kayan Kayo Bitero Vishe, Yachov Levi, Vachov Yisro. Haminega Poshut, Shafu Kayan Amhoretz, Kaydem Likreis, Lichnichochom, Godl Yisro. Yisro. In other words, that's the way you paskin and like Rambam going, Rambam Troy going, even though the Rambam is chelik and the Rambam is Mar Shailam is as to why there is a minig in certain kaines that they call up a kain who is not a Talmud Torchan. Sometimes even an Amhoret, when there is a soil, a big Talmud Torchan, the Rambam says, that it's against the deen, he expresses himself very sharply, however, but the minig is soil. Being among the Ashkenazim, among the Sfardim is not like Rambam, but like Hamatroi and Goyen, that without any exceptions, even if there is the soil, is the God Ladon, and there is a Kayan, a big Amoret, so we have to call up the king. So there are many gaposh, shafel keiram horetz, keidem likreis, ifni chochom godo yisoel. When the mechaber, or the Ramo says many poshut, it means, if we say many, so then it's shayach to argue. When he says many poshut, so it's not shayach to argue, even though the Rambam Shite is against it, but that's the universal minik, and one which deviates from that minig is about machlekes that he passes against the minig of the Rambam Shite is different than Kim Chaim, but that's the minig lemais. Vihu sha'akein yidei alichas. Miu umiu yuchal lichas imashlech tzibu. Milo bimilo sage bikach. Kerlikamon simen kufabtes. Shim yidei alichas. Heichivore, alateo. Im asifateo posuach, the akirin kiri eshma in rashoi lahafs, the kirin the soil in king. Suppose we have to call up the kirin from Aliyah, but the kirin is in the midst of shma. We are not allowed to call. So instead, we call on the soil. This is the Mishael is there, should we call up the Kayan? All right, so not. But suppose he already called up, let's say the Gabi didn't know that the Kayan was down. Is the Kayan allowed to go up and to have get all this Alochen, in a Kovet, in a year, so perhaps to be Mafsi, because of Kovet Shomari, that's certainly or not. Kovet Yodom, so Yodom, they feel insulted. So really there is a heter
nicht in Akkord, nicht in Ahir. Da bekommt schon mal. Zosar ist Zosar, nicht so. So, there is no Kovet Shammai. So, in Simen Samach Vol, there are 2 days. One day is a Machlekes Hashem. One day is that you're not allowed to be Mavzik. Not allowed to be Mavzik. And the other day is that we are allowed to be Mavzik. Because if Kovet Yodom, he can be Mavzik. So, Haskamon, he Kovet Shammai. And then Machaba says, that we paskin like the day that we are not allowed to mask. However, the Mishnebura and Simen Samach Vov says, again, in the name of all the later paskin, that the minig now is that if he was already called, then he goes up to have the aliyah. But to call him up, that you are certainly not allowed. V'chein b'tayni shach ha-pesach, Suke Shekin Bechal, Imenaki and Sane, Kim Soil, Itaif Sheyele Hakim Misakis. In other words, if the Kim who doesn't fast is in shul, he should be advised to go out of the shul.
שני וחמישי ובשבס במינחו קרים שלישו. That was the takone that Mish Rabbeinu was misake. Even though Mish Rabbeinu himself was misake, but it's still not a deraisa, it's a rabban. Em pechsi mehen ומסיפין עליהן ומפטירים בנובי. ואם היו בייס חסנים בייס הכנסס והם ישראלים, so Mitzaradin, of course, the Mineg is not like that, but Mitzaradin, the Ramo Paskins, that you have 2 Hasanim, so even on Monday and Thursday, so you can be Meisif. A 4th one, Mutal Heisif Likris Dalet, the Du Habek Yontef, She Mutal Heisif, and Mikra Didine Yontef, it's mutal heisif, but of course we are not even to be meisif on Yontef, only on Shabbos, and only on Simchas Torah we are meikil to be meisif on Yontef. But mikra didine, it's mutal to be meisif on Yontef, and the Mordechai says that if you have 2 Hasanim bisakneses, so it's also mutal heisif. V'nire do adin lishnei balapriz di Yontef shalem hu, but our minig is not like that. We are never meisif. We are never meisif on Monday and Thursday. Even if we have chasanim, we are not meisif. And our minig is on Yontef, even Yontef mamesh, we are not meisif. Only Simchas Torah we are meisif. Mokim shemafsikim b'shabes b'shachris, shomkerim b'minche u'b'sheni l'chamishi. We Shabbos Abo. So where do we read? We have to read Lichatchile. We have to read Dafke in the parasha where we left off the Shabbos before. The Im Bali Shabbos. Yeah. Now Im Bali Shabbos. Im Bitlo Shabbos Achas. Kriyas a parasha Bitzibo. Lishabbos Abo. Kirin Eiso Parasha. In Parsha Shayocha Leise Shabbos. Suppose for some reason, because of the weather, so the whole Tzibur in Yishul, it happens sometimes on account of the weather, that there is no minyan on Shabbos in a certain shul. So then, the following Shabbos, they have to read both Sedras. The Sedre that they missed, and the current Sedre. How is it to be done? So there is a machlekes haposkim. There are 2 shittes. One shitte is that we do it the same way as when there are 2 sedres, like say Bahar Bechukesai. So the one who gets revi combines the end of the outgoing sedre with the beginning of the incoming sedre. But But we pass, and that's how it's mashman from the Yozorua, that it's not like that. In case the Tzibur missed a certain Sedre on Shabbos to read, so the following Sedre, the following Shabbos, the Kayan, the one who gets the first Aliyah, so for him the Balkriya reads the whole Sedre of the previous Shabbos, plus the first Kriya in the Sedre of the Shabbos, and then everything is done the regular way. Kayan Kira Biteo Rishim Vachov Levi Vachov Yisrael. Hamirga Poshut Shafil Kayan Amhores Kedem Likreis Lifni Chochom Godel Yisrael. Even though many Rambam, many Rishenim say that it's against the Din, that you cannot call up a Kayan Amhores before Yisrael Talmud Chochem, but the Arishenim, the Argenim, Rav Netzroyegin, Rav Amram Goyen, who pask like that, and that is the Minek Poshut, the Mechaba Paskin. So you can't even Minek differently, not like the Rambam, that no matter who the Yisrael is, even if he's the Godel Ador, and the Kayan is the biggest Amhoretz, so you have to call up a Kayan Amhoretz before Chochom Godel Yisrael. Vihu shakein yedeya likreis. Umiu im yucha likreis im ashliach tzibur. Mila bimila osage bikach. Shim en yedeya likreis ich yivorech ala teo. Im asifatero posuach vakirin kire eshma en rashoi lahafsik. Vikirin yisroel bimkeimi. Suppose the kirin is kire eshma and then we are not allowed to call him up. Now, it is mentioned in Simen Samach Samachvov, so that 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, suppose they did call him up, he's in the middle of the brachos of Krishma, whether he's allowed to go up or he's not allowed to go up, so there are 2 days, but that's if he already was called up. So there is a shita that it's, since he's allowed to be mafsik in a covered in a year, so to be mivorech when he's called up, so it's ligorat and in a covered in a year. But lechatchile, we are not allowed to call him up if he's in the middle of the brachas of Krishna. V'chein bitani shachar ha-pesach, v'suke shekirim v'echal, im inakirim misane, kirim li Yisrael. If the kirim is not misane, so kirim li Yisrael, But the Rabbi Kveiga paskens that if, let's say, it's itones on Monday and Thursday, so there is a Kriyas Atira anyway, but not in Reichal, in another parasha. So Rabbi Kveiga says that the Eved, if somebody were to read on Monday and Thursday, let's say tomorrow, so the Kriya is in Vayigash, but suppose somebody would read Breishis Bo instead of Vayigash, or Vayichal tomorrow, so it wouldn't be Broch Levatol, because as long as there is a Kriya in the Torah, whichever parasha it is, so it's not a Broch Levatol. But of course, Lechatchile, we have to read in the place where the Tzibur left off. Some Mil Rav Kviga Paskins, if it is Monday and Thursday, let's say it's Itonis, and it's Monday and Thursday, and the Kayan doesn't fast, so then we can, in the morning, so then we can call him up. Im nichnas ha-Kayan libeis ha-Knesses, acha shehischil ha-Yisroel livoya bilkes ha-Teiro, eini peisik, aval bohu loihave ha-Shole, ve-imed ha-Yisroel, Hayisroel b'teivo, actually, in even though somebody else already started to say Baruch Hu, but he didn't start the broches yet, so then the Kayan can come up and say the broches. Actually, Shlimu Kayan v'Levi v'Oz Yikho, v'Imen Kayan b'Sakneses Kir Yisroel b'Mkim Kayan v'Liyala Achov Levi, Avol Rishayin. So Yuchal Alis, וכשקרן איסי יפוי קולאפ אלייבי במקמקיין, so אלייבי במקמקיין או ישראל במקמקיין, we have to spell it out. אמרים במקמקיין שלא ייתו לימר שזהו כן.
Left off yesterday. Simon Kuflamide, Siv Zai. In Hoyu Kayan, the lady Bisaknesis, and then the Gabbai didn't know. Now the Aloch is, if there is no lady, then we're not allowed to call up another Kayan. We can't, Kayanach HaKayan Liyikha, because people might say the first Kayan is the Pope. That's why they called up the other Kayan. So suppose there is a Kehen, and there is the Akehanim in the shul, but there's not a single lady. So the Alohi is the same Kehen who had the first Aliyah has to say the Boches all over again. Can't call another Kehen. So suppose there was in shul a Kehen the lady, but the Gabbai didn't know that there was a lady. So Mimele, the Kayan, he asked the Kayan to say the Aliyah, to say the Boches all over again. V'kora Kayan, v'sovu shein sham lady, v'hishil livore birkas ha-teiro, as long as he already started to say the Boche, Baruch ha-to ha-dishem, some mele, eim ha-psikin, he said, then he realized the Gabbai, there is a lady. No, he's not allowed to tell the lady to say the Boche, because the Kayan already started. In ein levi bisakneses, if there is no levi bisakneses, kein shekor vishim ivor shein is mokem levi. Avoloi kein acher kidei shaliyim rusha vishim po. And the same aloche is levi achalevi cannot be called up, because people might say that the first one was not a real levi. V'chein lo yalu shnei levim zehase kidei shaliyim rusha echot. Noagu likreis kein acha kein behefzik Yisrael b'neim ve'imer achazen kishekein kishekir lesheni af al pi shu kein v'chayitzi beze neagim levi achalevi. Most reshenim say there is a shita's contrary, because of that we are manig lechum, but most reshenim say that once you called up a Kayan, a Levi, Yisrael, you cannot, so you can call up a Kayan again. In other words, a Kayan can get Levi. But there is a Shiras HaRishenim that within the Shiva Kruim, you cannot call up a Kayan or a Levi. But most Rishenim say, even within the Shiva Kruim, as long as you called up already Kayan, Levi, Yisrael, you can call up a Kayan again. This is what the Mechaber says. Noagu likreis Kayan acha Kayan behefzik Yisrael b'neim ve'im ha'achazn kishikir lisheni af al pishu Kayan v'chayeitzi beze neyagim b'levi achalevi v'lochein muta l'aleis limafte b'chayga. That's the reason as to why Kayan is allowed to get maftia. Maftia or achayn v'im kerei maftestam ein locho shlip gomei darele masker shmei v'yei shemrim den likreis kein levi liminyan shiv. However, there is the shite of the Mordechai, Rabbi Yeruchem, not like that within the shiva koyim you're not allowed to call up a kein or levi. Aval acha shenishla aminyan, then everybody agrees that is muta. Yechelim likreis kein levi. However, the Levush mentions there is a minig even after the Shiva Kruim were called up to give a kein or levi only achrei, but not any aliyah. But that's misad minig. And when we have chasanim, two chasanim, so then we don't have to be chesish for that minig. V'chein neyagim b'dines elu, in other words, not to call up
not to call up he came the lady Liminian Shiva. Umio be mokim tear who track ye schlis mechas for a shino. There's the psaka pramo. But the olden Isikalim say, Ao mine gizle humre, that even be mokim tear who track latir to Hassanim and the Palisim has Palbris, so we are not allowed to call up a lady or a kayan within the Shiva coin. But we mokim tzeach utrak, so our meaning is that we don't have to be makpid to give a kain levi just achein. We can give him any aliyah. In other words, after Shiva koyim, we can make a number of his office. If there is a tzeirach, we have a chosn, a balbris, and give, let's say, a kain, and then a levi, a yisrael, and again, a kain, levi, yisrael. That we are make likule b'mokim tzeirach utchak, but to give a kain the levi within the Shiva koim, that is the minhag Yisrael not to do it, even though there are more paskins that we can even do that. Yesh misheimi yashim korah chazn kain ve'ini shom lo yikol acha b'sheim mishum gomei shal rishi. In other words, if the Gabbai didn't know, he thought a certain king or a levy, so was there, and he called him up, and then it turned out that he was not there. He's not there. So then he has to call up another king. He shouldn't call him by the name, but just tell him to come up, because if he calls him by the name, and the name is different than the first one, so then somebody who doesn't know in the tzibur will say, oh, what's the matter with the first one? Apparently there is some psul in him. So memele the minhag is mishum gomi shel rishei, so he shouldn't call the other one by name, but he should just be told to go up and say the brachas. V'cheinot shliach tzibur shu kein yocheil likrei kein achel liteo. I mean, this is the first. Iyo shekulo keanim, supposing the shul, you have keanim. So, in yesh Yisroel echad b'neim, so if there is one Yisroel, eisi Yisroel keir rishein mipnei darkishol. So that kein is that Yisroel gets rishein mipnei darkishol. V'chol she'im b'em Yisroel k'disipukom, oi she'im sh'om Yisroel klal, k'ere k'en acha k'en. Even though he doesn't have to give all the aliyahs to one k'en, because in this case, where he said, v'sakneshe she'kula k'enim, it's not likely that people will be ma'are. How is it that we call one k'en after the Adam? Apparently the first one is something, there is a psula in, because everybody knows it's a visakneshe shekula kien. She'in shom mishum gam, she'akal yedim, she'in shom elakianim, vuadin li'ir shekulo levim. So if there is one Yisrael, the Yisrael gets the first aliyah, and then we call levi achale. Im koten kere b'teo b'tzibo. So that b'simen reish peveis, that is discussed b'simen reish peveis. Im en keyen alosume oishein eboki, so that is discussed b'simen kuflametes. Pnei odom achvushim b'isasur. This is a very relevant halacha today, one of the most relevant halachas. Pnei odom achvushim b'isasurim, en mivim eslom sivateira afil b'rish ha'shonavim ha'kipur. So in other words, b'shum kovet sivateire, it's not muter to take a sivateire from its regular place in order to accommodate its tzibur one time. This is what I mean. The aloche, that when we have to take a sivateire in a bisovel, so we should try to have the three kriyas. V'hayne davke b'shasakri levad, avo, im ichinim leisvatere yemu yemayim keidem muter.
So from this it would be mashma that we don't have to be makdish. However, the Hashulchan paskens that even if we are meichin, it's also osir, unless there are three quiz. V'imu odom choshuv b'chol inyan shor.
We left off at Simen Kuf Lamed Vov. Mi'eim ani koyim l'sivateira b'shabes. B'shabes v'yonte v'yim ha-kipurim kirim achar ha-levi. So there was a konos ha-chomim. We have to call up first the Kayan, then a Levi, then Yisrael. And then, is there any order? So the Gemara in Gittin mentions there are certain Gdimis. Number first, among Israelim themselves, there are certain Gdimis. First, we call up Talmud Chachomin Amunin Elatzibo. In other words, what it means is, because the Gemara says in Shabbos, Zeu Talmud Chochem, Horol Limneis Elatzibo, Shekol Sheshian Leisei, Halocha Bichol Mokim Leimro, Vafil Miser Eskal. So if somebody, Talmud Chochem, who has a Yidi in Shas, so then his role to be Nismane Yipanes Atzibo. So in other words, so first we have to give kovet to call up those Talmud Chachomim who are eligible for Panes Hatzibo. V'achreim Talmud Chachomim. So first Talmud Chachomim Amunim Hatzibo, not just eligible, but who are actually Panes Hatzibo. V'achreim Talmud Chachomim Horuim Limneisom Panesim Hatzibo. So what, who is all limneis? Sheshei al limneis seid var aloche b'chol mokim v'eimia. V'hakeim b'nei Talmud Chachom. Because machmas kovet abiyem, we have to give them kovet. Sh'aviseyim emun ha'atzibo. V'hakein roshi k'nisiyeis k'cholom. So that's the order. But of course it's mentioned, that's only when we don't sell aliyas. But if we sell aliyas, so then machmas tzedoke, and the Tzir B'Sakneses, so it's all right to give an aliyah to anyone gives more money. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Beir Halacha and Simen Kuf Lamed Vov discusses all the inyonim of chiyuvim. There are certain people who think that all these halachas are halacha l'meishim Sinai. It's not halacha l'meishim Sinai, it's mentioned by the Shaar Ephraim. And of course, Mogavrom mentioned some, but especially by Shara Ephraim. But there is one motive that runs through it, all the halachas, and that is Bakei Sholem V'Rotfeu. So all these halachas are based upon the motive of Bakei Sholem V'Rotfeu. So sometimes the Bakei Sholem V'Rotfeu in this Indian will be attained if we don't necessarily follow up the order, because Bakei Sholem V'Rotfeu depends upon the psychology of people. I mean, today, let's say, somebody has yahrzeit, you don't give him. So even if you show him that according to Shaar Ephraim, somebody else has a ding dime, but he'll start up in machlekes. So the main motive is Bakei Sholem V'Rotfeu. So in these halachas, it's not shayach to say, that's the din. The din is based upon Bakei Sholem V'Rotfeu. And that's what Rabbi Zalacharif said, that in these things we should not look what the Shaar Ephraim says, but we should look what is most conducive to Darkei Sholem. Usually, if we do it according to what the Shaar Ephraim says, it is conducive, but sometimes people have their own sensitivities. So Memele, the main motive should be Bakei Sholem V'Rotfeu, nothing else. V'yeim shekirin gimu en kirin poches miyut psuki. When we call up three kohen, let's say Monday and Thursday, and Shabbos Minche, so we shouldn't read less than 10 psuki. V'yidaber ele min haminyan is also mentioned. Is included in the minion of 10. The soli kinyone dibotsamiyut psukim. Suppose the whole inyan ends, the whole parsha ends in 9 psukim. כי אם פרשס המולג דאון נעים פסוקים, שאין בלטס פסוקים שפדום. אין קרן עם כל אחד ואחד פוחס מגימוס פסוקים. סונד רואי, there is a minimum of three פסוקים for every קרן. You can't read less than three פסוקים. שניים קרן גימול גימול, but it can is at least 10, so two have to read at least three פסוקים. ואחד קרן דלת. Now when he says שני שלישי, this is arbitrary, I don't know who put it in, but I suppose that at a certain time, so developed the minik, you know, to call up the alien at these psukim, but it's arbitrary, it has no basis in the halacha. So, ve'ezemem shekiri daled, the one who gets the aliyah, to read four psukim, ha'reze mishubach. Im dileik posik echot, v'loi kore, suppose the Baal Kriya omitted a posik. Now this is a very serious matter. I mean, you shouldn't consider it lightly. Because now there's some people think, oh, he missed the posik, so what? No, it's very important. In dilik posik yachod v'loi kore. So the aloha is like this. This is a basic aloha that we have to know. Im ubi mincha b'shabes, so ubi beis v'hei, b'kore yud psukim v'loi posik hamidulek einachezer. If it happens Monday and Thursday, or it happened Shabbos at Mincha. So the same Kriya will be read the following Shabbos. Let's say now we read Vayigash. But next Shabbos we'll read Vayigash. So Mele, if let's say yesterday or on Thursday, we'll omit one Pasik, but the Baal Kriya did read 10 Psukim altogether. 10 psukim altogether, but we omitted one posik. He doesn't have to take out, we don't have to take out his Torah again and read it all over again, because it's going to be read next Shabbos. So the Eved is not marked. It's below the posik, Hamdul, Eine Chezer. Vim Lab Chezer. But suppose he read less than 10 psukim. So then he's chayzer, even on Monday and Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha. Avo b'Shabbos, afilu dileik posik yachot chayzer v'kere. In other words, b'Shabbos, we can't say it's going to be read next Shabbos. Next Shabbos is a new seder. So this posik will not be read. So mele, it's mi'akif even the Eved, even if he already returned the Sevato. אבל בשבת אפילו דליק פוסקייחות חיתה וקירי ואפילו האחר שהרזר עשה תורו ויום הקדיש. So he has to take it out again, חיזה וקירי הוא שני מימי. Of course, on Shabbos we read שיבוקויים. And then, so suppose he forgot, he already put his Torah, then somebody told about Kri, you know, you omitted one posik. So we have to take out, and we have to call out three kohim, not seven kohim, because we already read. But we have to read again, because no posik can be omitted from the Kriyas HaTzibur. And if it's not going to be read now, so when will it be read? Never. So mimele, we have to reread the Torah, but only for three kohim. Not more than three kohim. Chayza v'kere hu shnai mimei. V'afil hiftia v'ispal muset. Even if we remind themselves, after muset, they have to take out the Sefer Torah and be chayza v'kere. V'afil hiftia v'ispal muset, chayza v'kere. U'parsha samyadim. So, there is a difference. Now, this is a basic halacha that is very relevant, because unfortunately, it happens many times, and people, they're not chayza v'kere, but it's a serious matter. So there is a basic difference between Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha on one hand, and Shabbos morning on the other. Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha, the Eved, you don't have to be chayza, because it will be read next Shabbos. But Shabbos morning, it has, you have to be chizor there. How about Yom Tov? So the halacha is, Parshas HaMe'adim, Moy Mincha B'Shabbos V'Shin V'Chamishi. Why? Because why is there a difference between Monday, Thursday, Shabbos Mincha, and Shabbos morning? Because Monday, Thursday, Shabbos Mincha, so even if it's omitted at this Kriya, it'll be read the following Shabbos. So the Yom Tov Kriya, so was read in the cycle of the Kriya during the year. Every Yom Tov Kriya. Let's say, on Pesach, we read Mishro. So Mishro is read when the Tzibo reads the Sedre of Vey and so on. Or Shvi Shal Pesach. So Bishalach. So it's read on Shvi Shal Pesach. So it's read in the Sedre Bishalach. So Memele is the... With the Eved and Yom Tov, we don't have to be Chayzer V'Keir. L'Vishvokoru HaParshiyas B'Shabosei Shalem. Now this is a basic halacha and it happens many times. I mean not here, but I know in New York and people are not makpid on it. I don't know why. V'imkoru Echot Beis Psukim Tzorich Larza V'Likris. Suppose one of the Keirim read only two psukim, so he has to read again. Vimloi kol bin shloshton elo tes psukim gimu cholechot veechot einen tzrichen larzea velikreis. Virayelid of a parsha amolek, so he only read nine psukim. Avol im kol pochas mites tzrichen larzea velikreis. Im koro Parshas Po. So he has to read the Parshas Po up to the last posik, Titma Ado Erev. But he didn't read up to the last posik. Uposa Ba'agir Agor B'Seichon. Bigol Sirateire Ischezer U'Piseach. So he has to take out the Sirat. He has to put down the Sirator and open it up and read again, Umasril Mereisha Parshe Atitma Ado Erev, Umborech Lefoneo Lacher. Hakeirei Beteiro Rishi. Suppose somebody reads in the Torah, Vikora Sheini Mashikoro Rishi. Im Heisif al Mashikoro Rishi, Gimu Psukim. So it doesn't matter. If he reread the same thing that the previous Eli read, but he added three psukim more, so it doesn't matter. Because it's at end, so he couldn't read more. So then, let's say, the Revi is repeats what the previous two keirim read, because there is no other way. Chutz mi porachag mishum de lo yefshar.